Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we move forward. Joe, talk to us about our next segment here. I know you're somebody who likes talking politics and talking community.
Sure.
Would you like to introduce our two guests?
Absolutely. So here in studio, we have the mayor of Braintree, Mayor Joe Sullivan. Mayor, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
I'm
Kevin.
Doing.
Kevin, good to be with you both.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. And I'll let you introduce our the mayor from Weymouth.
And, of course, we have Mayor Sue Kay on the line. Mayor, how are you?
Oh, good evening, Kevin. I'm fine, thank you.
We have called you both here to talk about your individual communities. Now, we were going to add the mayor of Brockton in, but that's kind of an unknown commodity right now, seeing that there is going to be a new mayor in January. So,
well, Linda Belzotti, who Sue and I both served with for the last 4 years,
yep.
A good friend, and worked hard on behalf of the city of Brockton, and now we know Mayor-elect Carpenter is on his way in January, so we look forward to working with him as well in terms of issues affecting us here on the South Shore.
Weymouth, Braintree, neighboring communities, what we thought we would do during this segment. Talk about, you know, your individual, you know, issues that you have been working on over the probably the last year or two.
Okay.
And whether they're issues that you just as a single community are working on, or maybe there are things that both mayors are enduring with your individual communities.
Enduring is a good word. I think well, so would agree with that. But I think
enduring, and yeah, also, yeah. And also, yeah. I want to know, you guys are basically neighbors.
Yeah, we are. Sure.
Your relationship.
We are neighbors. Well, let me say this: I have genuine affection for Mayor Kay, and we work very cooperatively and closely together on a series of issues. Most notably, a trash program, recycling program that we started 5 years ago together with Mayor Koch as well as Quincy at that time. Most recently, we've all broken away and done our own individual programs. But both Sue and I are on a track of, with individual vendors, but working on this whole recycling initiative that we've commenced with automation and cleaner and more efficient pickup and hopefully some savings and better service. And so, you know, we talk all the time, and we've got this relationship, obviously, with East Braintree, Weymouth Landing, otherwise known as The Landing. We've worked in a real cooperative spirit together on that as well, and we're seeing some investment that's going to take place that I hope we can talk about today.
Mayor Kay?
And Kevin, yes, I'm very fortunate, and I count my blessings, that in my contiguous town is Braintree. I have previous ties to Braintree, serving as their executive secretary prior to being becoming mayor of Weymouth. And it's a great town, and I have a lot of friends there. Mayor Sullivan and I consider us a real good team. I'm considered Mayor Sullivan my mentor many times because he has great connections with Hale. And if I need some advice, I call Mayor Sullivan, and he does the same, and we work it together. We're both very fortunate.
How important is it to have a good relationship with neighboring communities? I know that there could be those quiet issues that the communities endure, depending on if it's shared resources, or an issue like maybe let's say like The Landing or trash, where maybe not everybody is on the same page or in agreement.
No, I think
Kevin,
it's.
Kevin, go ahead, Joe.
You go, Sue. Go ahead.
I would also like to include Quincy in this yep. respect. We did initially have a contract that did include Quincy, but Mayor Koch is one of the team, and also very close to Braintree and Weymouth, and it's a sort of tri-area where many of the same issues come up. And we respect each other and talk among each other. So I just want to put Mayor Koch in there also.
Yeah,
Mayor Sullivan?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously each community has its own individual characteristics. And so, you know, we work within our communities. But also, you know, with Sue and with Tom, you know, having that neighborly cooperation, I think, is critically important to the overall success of the South Shore. You know, I think, you know, there's going to be differences now and then between our communities in terms of how you might approach a subject matter. But overall, if we can all advocate, you know, for, you know, better housing, better transportation, funding for education, those are all the, you know, important factors of our own individual communities, but collectively as well. They're important ingredients to having success.
I have to ask you both, talk to me about the trash and the recycling. Where do things stand on on that particular issue. Are things moving forward? Is there any updates with that issue?
Yeah, I'll go first on this one quickly.
Sure.
We went along a path. We commenced on September 30th, a new automated program. We've got a partner in this, Sunrise Scavenger, which is actually offering trash pickup in Quincy as well. Tom didn't want to go with the program that we have, which is an automated program, such as, you know, the extension of the arm that comes out onto the sidewalk, picks up your barrel, dumps it in, moves along much more quickly. I guess that gets back to your previous question. There are some individual characteristics of the Quincy streets in terms of their tightness and all that Mayor Koch felt wouldn't work for him. In my situation, I felt that we needed to move forward to try to save some money in this area, which we will save, I believe, and also offer more efficient service. It's an automated plan. Sue commenced it 2 weeks prior to me. I am now 6-7 weeks into the program, and it's working very well. It's working very well. There was some angst, and there was some initial hesitation by some people. Essentially, you give out two barrels, a 64-gallon recycling barrel and a 64-gallon trash barrel, and you can put out two larger products per week, and you can put out white goods twice a month, white goods being freezers, dryers, that type of thing. So you're trying to manage your trash disposal costs, which are an escalating cost for every municipality, and you're also trying to encourage recycling. And I can tell you that the numbers on recycling are nearly doubled over where they were prior to the commencement of this program. So it's working very well.
Have you heard any feedback from the residents?
Oh, yeah.
Has it been more positive than negative?
Yeah, no. Well, the initial rollout caused some angst, and there was, you know, some confusion. I take some blame for that because I think we could have communicated the program a little bit more efficiently. But I think now with its implementation, most people, the strong majority of people, have really gotten on board. In fact, at our Veterans Day service the other day, I had a woman come up to me who said, you know, I have to tell you, I was very much opposed to this. Now I love it. We're recycling more. And I hear that constantly from other families throughout the town. So most people have gotten on board. They know that if we implement this well, and we're on the course to do so, next July we'll have a reduction on our trash fee. I'm committed to doing that. So if we can give a few dollars back to residents who are cooperating, I think it's a good step for all of us.
Mayor Kay?
Yes, Kevin, much of the same has happened in Weymouth. In fact, as the mayor indicated, we were the first. And there was an awful lot of anxiety and fear that the people would not be able to fit everything in just in the two containers. We took a lot of heat for it. It was major change for the town of Weymouth in addition to that, but I knew it was a great program. We needed to go automated. We needed to increase recycling and reduce our trash costs, which were coming in at $100 a ton and no cost for recycling. Now, just to give you an idea of the average weekly trash, for the last 3 years, it was coming in at 360. Now, we're averaging, low 200s. In the average, that's on trash. On the recycling, the last 3 years, we're only coming in with 60 tons, and now we're averaging in the high 90s. So the change has been drastic. We will see significant savings. It was the way to go, and most of the anxiety has gone away. I would say 99% of the people are extremely happy with the program, and I'm really glad we went down this route. And any time that we can see savings to our communities, because they're far and few, we need to do that. And I was really glad that Braintree went on board also. So it was kind of like, okay, it's going to work in Weymouth, it's going to work in Braintree. And it was a very similar program with different haulers, though.
I actually drove through Weymouth. I want to tell you, Sue started her program on September 14th. Ours commenced 2 weeks later. And I took the opportunity to drive through Weymouth during the course of the 2 weeks prior to our commencement to see how it was working. And it was working well. And that's why I had faith that ours would work well when we started it.
Any feedback from your residents, Mayor Kay?
Oh, the residents, like I say, we now, there is a website that it's called Everything Weymouth, and people pretty much log on, and that's where most of the complaints go.
Oh, boy.
It was very negative initially, but I'm going to tell you now, again, about 98%, I have people calling our office all the time. Thank you for putting through this program. And keep in mind, what was significant in Weymouth was that we were going to weekly recycling prior to the new program, it was every other week.
Oh.
So people were able to recycle more, and they weren't used to that. So that was a real big plus for us. That's like a $360,000 item, and it was within the contract. So it was a big gain for the town.
What I want to do now is I want to kind of go, because we have kind of a list of topics, and I want to specialize on each one of your list, and starting with Mayor Kay. One of the projects that we're watching here on the South Shore is that the Southfield project, which is kind of a three-town effort, and that's called Southfield. What's the latest on that? Last I heard that there was talk about, instead of having a collaboration between the three communities, someone bringing the idea up of it being individually managed by the communities. You want to talk to that for a moment?
Well, there has been new legislation proposed by Starwood/LNR, which is the master developer. The new legislation we only received it last Friday.
Right.
So we're in the process of reviewing it, and what we're going to do immediately is set up a process as to how we handle these meetings, because you are dealing with three towns that will be significantly impacted, and it would appear that the largest impact is going to be in Weymouth. So in essence, what you're going from is, okay, you're held harmless one day, you're taking on some pluses, but you're also taking on the burden of supporting infrastructure. And that all, so you have to look at the net, is there a net gain from that? And that's taking, so I have teams set up. I have a finance team set up. I have a planning team set up. I have a zoning team set up. And we're all, because we don't have a whole lot of time, they want to file this legislation rather quickly. So I can't get into the specifics with you because we're still going over them. Mm. It's a huge, huge impact. So, I'm sure I'll know more. We're just starting to meet with people.
See, here's just a thought from an outside opinion, just somebody who reads it and watching this as it was progressing, where we were seeing, you know, all kinds of new and exciting things, whether commercial space, residential space, prospect of maybe having a company come in and doing movies and you know, just
yes.
That development, and knowing that the three communities working together, it's kind of disappointing. Again,
it
from
is.
It's
it
disappointing
is.
It's that
disappointing. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's disappointing to see that instead of a little bit of a teamwork between three communities, which is kind of tough just with two, never mind three, to
sure.
Have it
work. And Kevin, the interesting thing is, it wasn't that the communities weren't agreeing with each other. Mm. When you consider a project this complex and this huge, this big, you're dealing with the Navy, you're dealing with the state, you're dealing with local communities. And really, and who was holding it all together was a part-time board. With full-time administration. I want you to think about that, even when towns run on with selectmen, that's heady. But this complex, in my opinion, where it went wrong is that it didn't give enough transition time. And when I say that, on the transfer of the property, when you set up, just even water and sewer, the new residents coming in, we're subjected to an enterprise fund, fee-driven, and that's where the revenues came from. Well, you're not going to get a whole lot of fees if you only have 50 residents. There, in my opinion, there should have been a transition time, much like the transition time that took place when the form of government changed in Weymouth and in Braintree. It was about 18 months. It gave enough time,
right.
And the state should have been involved in it. That being said, it was sort of thrown in. Here's the mix. It was it was likely to fail. Now, I'm not saying that it failed completely, but it could not survive in its obvious state. Now, so we know there are changes that need to be made. So do you change what's existing, or do you throw it all out, which is what the proposed legislation is looking to do, and bring in new legislation? And that's going to be the big discussion.
Well, I will definitely extend you time down the road in the next, you know, whether it's a couple of weeks, couple of months, if you want to come back.
Exactly. I think they're looking to file this new legislation, you know, somewhere in January. So that's not a lot of time.
Mm.
At all.
Well, I would again invite you to come back in on Monday Night Talk.
Oh, sure.
And talk about it. You know, when you have a better idea of what direction Weymouth's going to go in, and if you want to kind of get the word out there, we could have a roundtable if you wanted to. But
I would like that.
I'll be in touch with Janice, because both Janice and Robin did an excellent job kind of coordinating getting both you and Mayor Sullivan in here.
Mayor and I have great staff.
You do. You have fantastic staff, and I'm not just saying that because we're on the air. I want to kind of turn my attention to the landing. What's happening on the landing these days?
Well, you know, we had a cooperative relationship and an application process, $2.4 million that we received from the state. Both Sue and I had advocated for that with our legislative delegation, and we were able to secure that money through Governor Patrick and then Lieutenant Governor Murray. And we applied that money, I think, in a very meaningful manner. New streetscape program, brick sidewalks, new lighting, new utilities, just really dressed up the landing. And now, at least on the Braintree side I can speak to, we have a significant proposal that is coming forward. I've had a series of discussions with a prospective developer. He's done a number of steps in terms of land assembly of property at the top of the hill, if you will, where Chair Fair is currently located, going all the way down the hill towards the Weymouth side. It's a significant multi-million dollar residential retail investment that I think, well, I know from where I sit, it's exactly the type of a program and incentive that we were looking for from the private sector in terms of a stimulation. We had laid the groundwork, if you will, with this public landscaping program and the improvements that we're making with the municipal lot, and now we have this gentleman coming along, and there'll be a public hearing in Braintree community meeting on the 20th, November 20th, and my hope is that we'll be able to get the process going through the planning board, through the Conservation Commission, possibly with our zoning board. There's a series of steps that need to be taken through public forums over the next few months. But my hope is that we can move on this in a manner that's going to be swift and hopefully get some real nice quality housing and retail redevelopment into the landing property.
Where do you hope to see the landing, say, in 10 years? Do you hope to see it as a kind of a redeveloped kind of center?
Sure.
Where there's, because I know the train now goes right through there.
Sure.
And
it doesn't have to take 10 years, Joe. I mean,
yeah.
I honestly think we're on the cusp. We truly are on the cusp of a redevelopment of the Braintree, Weymouth Landing area. And it both, Sue deserves a lot of credit, our legislative delegation, our town councils, everybody's been unified in trying to, create the right environment for this private sector stimulation, which is now beginning to take hold. The Greenbush Station, I was in the state legislature. My friend Bob Hedlund and I had many a discussion about Greenbush. He was against it. I was for it. The station is now in place. The ridership is not at the number we want it to be, but I think that's due to the economy, quite frankly. And I can feel the economy beginning to take off a little bit. And so this redevelopment, this new housing stock that will be added to the landing, as well as the retail piece, are going to be incredibly exciting. And so I think we're really on the cusp of having a new landing and having it be the vibrant location that we want. There are some very good restaurants that are currently there, and I'll throw a kudos out to Bob. As long as he's not cooking. As long as Bob is not cooking, I think Four Square is a pretty good place. And other locations. El Serape has a strong following. Mm-hmm. The other place right on the Weymouth side, so that other restaurant right in the corner there. Passport it is. That's right. Thank you. They were all very nice restaurants, and I just think, I know Bob and others have, just the other night in Braintree, we just approved another restaurant for Senator Hedlund and his team across the street where this redevelopment would take place, and this is a different type of restaurant. So my point is residential, restaurant, retail. I mean, these are the three R's that are coming together to make this a very successful program. So I think we're really on a move and a good, strong momentum.
Again, we are speaking with Mayor, Braintree Mayor Joe Sullivan, and Weymouth Mayor Sue Kay. You're talking about the similarities and the different things that each of their communities are encountering and differing. I want to throw it back to Mayor Kay. How about the Weymouth side of the landing? I was surprised you were speaking to Bob Hedlund, the Bob Hedlund's restaurant, because I believe it is in the Weymouth side.
No, it's in Braintree.
Braintree, yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. And Kevin, I'll tell you that I'm always needling the senator that, hey, you're from Weymouth, you live in Weymouth, where's my restaurant?
That's the problem right there, is because he's from Weymouth. That's what the problem is. Yeah, I've been there, so it's not like I'm new to the place.
Well, it attracts, a whole South Shore crowd.
It's
physically located in Braintree, and the new restaurant that he hopes to open up across the street, which we just approved the other night through our planning department, will be will be in Braintree as well. No, it's about 67 seats. It's a similar type. I think it's, the Four Square is a nice atmosphere. This one, I think he's going to go a little higher end. He might have nice silverware or something. I don't know exactly what he's going to do.
More of an expanded beer menu?
No, I don't think so. I think that's okay at Four Square.
Yeah.
Mayor Kay, go ahead.
Yes, Kevin, I will. Mayor Sullivan, his administration, planning all of their departments, jumped on a really, really good opportunity. In fact, this developer had interest in Weymouth, and unfortunately, the owner of the buildings he was interested in Weymouth it did not see eye to eye. So Weymouth lost out, or at least was still trying to make it happen, but right now it doesn't look like it is. But this is a fine developer who's going to come in and do nice work in the Landing. I really hope that something happens on the Weymouth side. Because it's a fabulous opportunity, and Braintree played it very well.
So I think you agree with this, and we've had joint meetings on it. You know, this will create the dynamic to get others to look at the Landing and say,
yes,
I can invest as
agreed.
Well. So this yes. is the start of something big.
Sure. And, Kevin, we would like to, on the Weymouth side, where you know, at that property, we would like to see some rental properties come in with possible retail on the bottom and revive the Landing. You've got the T right there. People can shop in the Landing and go right to work right on the T, and they can and to live there. So it's a sort of a live, work, and enjoy type of area, and it's can be very successful because you're so close to the other two communities also. So, you know, less than a mile away is Quincy and Braintree.
I want to thank
who offer also different different businesses in their other squares also.
Okay. I want to take probably the final few moments that I have of both. I want to thank both of you for
sure.
being a part of today's segment, and definitely would welcome to have you come back on maybe in a couple of months and just kind of talk about things, because with the start of the new year, I know that probably both communities have already begun work in regards to their finances for
right.
FY 2015. I would love to get your thoughts on getting ready for it.
Kevin, let me tell you something. The work of municipal finance is every day.
It never ends.
Every day.
It's like running a radio station. You got to put a good product on the air, and we're trying to we actually, Tuesday night, I expect that we'll have our tax rate established. We'll maintain one of the lowest residential rates on the South Shore. We're healthy. We feel good about what we're doing financially, and that allows us to provide all the other services. If you have financial strength, that's the foundation to provide all these services that we want to do, including roads, schools, and all the other public safety issues that we will all have to deal with.
Mayor Kay?
The mayor says it exactly. Well put, Mayor. It's where that stability lies, and then we're always searching for that. Weymouth has taken a keen interest in using meals tax to renovate their fields. Fields are in terrible shape. We have 30-some-odd recreation fields that need dire attention immediately. So that's we're moving, and we're very excited about that, and we're hoping that our finances can escalate a bit so that we can have new programs in place and get moving. We also enjoy a very low residential tax rate. I believe Weymouth and Braintree are pretty much bottom and next to bottom. So our residents, get to enjoy that. So
we are
very similar. I always enjoy talking with the mayor, and certainly would love to come back.
I have to ask, and that is, what do you foresee being some of your challenges for the new fiscal year budget?
And my big challenge will be Southfield.
You think Southfield will be your challenge?
Absolutely.
Schools for us. We have a significant growing enrollment. We've got a lot of young families moving into Braintree. Our schools are at capacity, and so the school funding piece will be critical while you maintain the other services.
So would you be looking? Would Braintree be looking to build new schools? Have you been talking with the MSBA about projects?
We've got an important meeting with them next week, Tuesday the 19th. Tomorrow the 19th, where we'll be able to hopefully have a plan in place with MSBA to modernize one of our middle schools that we did 3 years ago with our other middle school. And we've worked with MSBA on a green repairs project. We've spent millions of dollars of capital improvements to our public schools with the cooperation of MSBA, and we look forward to building on that relationship.
Can I ask you a question? How over your each of your terms, looking at the money that you get in local aid, do you see any kind of assistance increasing from the state in what you get in local aid?
The actual number has dropped off over the last 6 years. It's lower today than it was 6 years ago.
Why is that?
I served in the legislature, and I understand that they have their pressures as well. So at times, they may look to take some of the money from local aid that would normally go to local aid to use to help with state programs, which municipalities access as well. So it all goes into a big pot. We would like an unrestricted local aid piece, and this isn't a criticism of the current administration. It's just an observation that the number is lower than where it was when you look at inflation 6 years ago. But listen, we're big boys and girls here, and give us the number, make it predictable, make it as consistent as you can, and we'll deal with it. I think as you look at the casino piece, that's a kind of a dynamic that we have to keep our eye on. We want to make sure that the lottery aid is maintained at a predictable number so that we'll have that consistent number year in and year out, and that if the lottery is impacted, and as a former lottery director, I can tell you, I think there will be some impacts with new gaming coming on board because people only have a certain amount of dollar to expend on these types of fun and games. We'll have to see whether or not we can hold harmless the lottery number so that both Sue and I and Mayor Koch and others will have the resources necessary to continue to provide the level of services that people expect.
Mayor Kay, do you want to expand upon that thought or give your own?
Sure. Many times we hear from the state that we shouldn't be so reliant on local aid, and which is basically true, but why are we so reliant on local aid? Because, and I'm going to tell you that, I think the primary reason is that we have so many unfunded mandates.
Yep.
Mm. And they create this need for additional funding to come to the municipalities. It's the costs keep growing, and the revenues do not.
Well put, definitely well put. And that isn't the first time that I've heard a complaint in regards to unfunded mandates.
Seems to be something that's brought up every time we talk to local communities.
Right, and yeah. whether depending on, it doesn't matter the form of government, whether it's, selectmen or mayoral,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's a town meeting, it's people are, it's the money is getting tighter and tighter, and you got to do so much more with less. That's
exactly. You're only allowed to raise taxes a certain amount, and yet the costs are exceed that in percentage-wise twofold.
I'll ask you each one. We got less than 2 minutes, so if you give me a really brief question, is it time to modify Prop 2.5?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we all have to live within our means, and I think 2.5 has worked pretty well for us. And for us, the Braintree, we didn't even go to the full levy, 2.5 levy 2 years ago. We felt that our free cash situation, our stabilization fund was in good shape and that we didn't have to go to the full levy. So, no, I think 2.5 works. It's a management tool for us to work within. To Sue's point about local aid, we can always advocate for more local aid. I think what we're looking for, it's just a predictable, consistent number. If we can get that annually, then we can plug that in with the 2.5 cap. We'll be able to manage our resources.
Mayor Kay?
I agree with Mayor Sullivan. We do need to live within our means. We can't go back to those days where we just spend. However, we do need to be looking at those unfunded mandates. And if that means a reliance on more aid from the state, I think we need to go there and advocate for that.
I want to thank both of you for being on today's show. Definitely would welcome to have both of you back. Maybe we can add Mayor Koch into it,
sure.
Mayor Carpenter,
sure.
And maybe do this on a semi, on a quarterly basis.
Mayor's Roundtable might be very exciting for the for the listeners.
Yeah.
So maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
I want to give a quick shout out to WATD because I'm a big UMass guy, undergraduate work there, and you do UMass football and UMass basketball, and I really enjoy it. So keep it going and go UMass.
There you go.
I would also like to thank you for you're at many of the Weymouth, many of the council meetings, and when issues are up, you're always there, and I get to comment, so I appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you for being here. We have to step aside. When we come back, folks, Joe, you may not know it, but coming up on Friday, later on this week, will be the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. We're going to speak with a gentleman who is an expert in that area, Mr. Steve Roy, in just a moment. You're listening to Monday Night Talk. Stay tuned.